we check in with a brand new member, well, a brand new member to be, of the New Jersey Hall of Fame. Well, how's that sound? How about that?
It's wonderful.
Tim McClune's going, wait a minute, is that me? You're talking to me? Morning, Timmy.
How's everybody doing? Is it gone with the wind?
No, it's not gone. Not gone with the wind. Hall of Fame guy, huh?
It's fabulous.
It's hard to believe. What were they thinking?
No, you know what? This is the reason there are Hall of Fames, people like you. You're an amazing guy.
Well, we're big fans of yours, and obviously we invite you back every year to Blythedale. It's not a party unless Holiday Express is in the house. Now, who else is who? I know that Martha Stewart told us she's going in.
Yeah,
and Southside Johnny.
Jason Alexander.
The man who wrote Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
George Martin.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I think his initial was George R.R. Martin.
Yes.
That's the name.
Yep.
Did he start using that because the R.R. because George Martin, who produced the Beatles, doesn't want to be confused?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, George R.R. Martin. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, also, is Harry Carson going to carry you in on his shoulders? Harry's going on, too.
That would be easy for him.
Yeah, and I talked to John Bon Jovi Sr. yesterday. Talked to him for four and a half hours. And told us that his son is inducting Southside Johnny.
Right.
And who have they selected, or who did you select to induct you into the New Jersey?
Well, you know, it's a sort of a Scott, Shannon, Patty moment. It's Darlene Love.
Whoa. Oh, very cool.
You actually backed her up
Darlene
a couple
Love
of times.
With you at Blythedale.
That's right.
As you're thinking.
And we didn't get off to a great start.
Really?
We did it's actually pretty funny. So we were doing, you know, the Stephen song, All Alone at Christmas, which is Holiday Express's theme, kind of, you know. But when we originally learned it, I realized that every event we did, I would not necessarily have a saxophone player with me. And there's a saxophone introduction into that Clarence did. And so we kind of changed it a little bit, and then also it changes keys during it, and I wasn't sure that everybody that would be playing with me on a given day would know the modulation and would know what to do. So I kind of averaged it out and just made it a little bit more vanilla so everybody could play it.
And did you free her up?
Well, anyway, Darlene comes up to me at the show and says, I understand you play All Alone at Christmas. I said, yeah. And she said, what key? And I said, D. And she said, well, that's the key I sing it. Great. So we're going to do it live with you on the broadcast. So 10 minutes later, we start ramping it up and we're singing along. And she looks over at me and goes, that's not how it goes.
Don't mess with my music, McClune.
But we got through and we became friends. She and her husband, Alton, are just... they're important people in our lives, and we've done a lot of shows with her through the years now.
Do you have
but
it?
We met her first.
Do you have the
character.
Do you have the song done right now? You got to figure it out.
Yeah. You know what we did? Actually, she was nice enough. She came to our clam bake, the big fundraiser we do every year for Holiday Express, and I asked her to perform it. And she doesn't like doing the holiday songs. You know, this was in September a couple of years ago, and she doesn't like doing the holiday songs out of season. And I understand that, you know. But I asked her if she would do it just this one time because it was our theme song. So we actually played it the right way. Our saxophone player, Rick Brunemer, who you've met, he did the intro. We changed the key. We did the whole thing. And it was actually kind of exciting to do it the right way. You know, it felt really good.
Well, here's my question was, when you were telling the story, I'm thinking, he's got about 180 different singers and musicians. For God's sakes, doesn't one of them play a saxophone?
Oh, no, we have lots of them. They just don't, we don't always have them at an individual event we do. Because we do 100 events, and sometimes we are in a horn-free zone, as we like to say.
I got you. Horn-free.
You're hornless.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Move on.
I'm so happy that you're a part of our show and a part of the Blythedale event every year.
We're blessed.
I love you.
We love you guys. And, you know, people say that all the time, but it's the truth. You know, there's something that's been bonding about all of us getting that experience.
Yeah.
You know, and I've said recently about Holiday Express and about being at Blythedale and places like it, that in the beginning we really thought we were just doing a nice thing. And we were, you know. But we came to understand that what we were really doing all these years was healing ourselves.
Sure.
For different things that went, sure, didn't go correctly in our lives, or, you know, illnesses or deaths, things we lost, that we were healing ourselves from our own problems. You know, it's sort of another level of, it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah.
We'll see you on December 20th at Blytheville Children's Hospital. And I want to remind everybody that you do two great shows, benefit shows, at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank. And you're doing them on the 16th and 17th this year, right?
I'm glad you remembered the date.
Yeah, I knew, because I checked. I wanted to make sure if we were on.
No, you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's how we pay for everything. So Hopefully people come out.
We love
and
you.
And we do songs in the correct key.
Exactly.
Put that on your sign. Sometimes we're in the right key. Tim McClune, we love you. We'll see you at Blytheville, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Yes, you will. Thank
congratulations again. Going into New Jersey Hall of Fame.
That's an angel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.